Rick, I want to go back to you for a sec about you had mentioned lobsters, and I know that you've worked on predicting population trends. Where was the center of the fishery, I don't know, 20 years ago? And how long do you see it's until it's not even in Maine anymore?
So, first of all, I want to dispel the notion that lobsters will leave Maine entirely. I don't think that's a scenario we have to worry about, at least within our lifetimes. But the center of distribution was probably closer to sort of that boundary between southern New England and Maine. Back in the 1990s, some of the peak harvests were seen off of Rhode Island, and that has been like a sort of a it's been sort of like a cresting wave moving northward. Later in the early 2000s, that peak was more in central Gulf of Maine, and now it's very much centered in eastern Maine. And I should say our Canadian counterparts at southern part of Nova Scotia is also a hugely productive area. But the wave continues to move forward. In the southern Gulf of St. Lawrence, PEI, the Gulf of St. Lawrence, coast of New Brunswick, are seeing booming harvests. And in fact, even Newfoundland and the North Shore of the Gulf of St. Lawrence are starting to see more higher level recruitment and harvests than they've seen before. So it's definitely advancing northward. But
So
I might just, oh, go ahead.
if the center has moved that down east so quickly, why do you think that it won't leave Maine in our lifetime?
Yeah, and that has a lot to do with the oceanography of the Gulf of Maine. I mentioned that, the Gulf of Maine, especially eastern Gulf of Maine, has been historically on the cool side of the lobster comfort zone. And we have a long way to go to reach the hot side of the comfort zone, especially in that eastern Gulf of Maine. And that owes itself largely to the huge amount of mixing that occurs in eastern Gulf of Maine by virtue of the huge tides that we see in the Bay of Fundy, and that huge volume of mixed cool water gets entrained in a current along our coastline called the Eastern Maine Coastal Current, and that's what keeps the fogs in during the summer and temperatures cool in eastern Maine. We crossed an important temperature threshold in the past, say, 10 years, 5 years in eastern Maine, where we crossed a temperature threshold of around 12 degrees Celsius, or about 53 degrees Fahrenheit, that brought larval settlement into a higher level, made the thermal habitat more favorable for larval settlement, and that we think played an important role in fueling that boom and expanding the population northward. And that's not going to change really dramatically. The more risk-prone areas are the areas of the south and western Gulf of Maine that become thermally stratified. They develop a warm layer during the summer. Places like Casco Bay, and especially further south in Cape Cod Bay, Boston Harbor, and so forth, are more at risk.
You mentioned the boom. What's the curve look like? Like, where are we at? I know
Well,
that
I've actually
there's.
got it right here. I don't know if you can see
Oh,
it.
you literally have the curve. Cool.
I really do have the curve. It's right here if you can see it. And these are Maine's landings over the past, well, since 1950. And you can see the boom we've experienced. We really started exploding in the late 1980s, and we're about, you can see from that curve, for many years we were at a stable level of harvest at about 20 million pounds a year, and that has increased sixfold up to about 2013, 2016, and we're on a bit of a decline now, but where that trajectory is going to go is a subject of much forecasting acumen and uncertainty at this point.